Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. Let's play the Greg Brown bombshell from Malzy In For Pony show yesterday. This was something else, oh limitless wonder. Why don't we let the people hear it?
There it is.
I get the sense Ben Cherington is looking to do something big. Talking to him on Sunday on that radio show, he discounted the idea. I mentioned, you know, maybe nothing just needs a tweak. And he didn't really want to use that word. And he also talked about not trying to trade for a rental. So I think something's brewing. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think he's going to pull a trigger on something.
On a move that would make them like a buyer, you mean?
Well, in essence, yeah. I mean, but not just buying for the rest of this year. I mean, okay. I think that we say a buyer, oh, they're going to try and win this year. And I'm not saying that. He's giving
You're
up on this
he's
year.
He's trying
but
to make a long-term
about,
move.
Yeah, but, okay. but impactful. You know, not one of those guys that you get from double-A or triple-A guy that's going to be up in a couple years.
That's exactly what you and I and the great Bob Pompiani talked about yesterday. Precisely yep. that. Obviously, they're not going to go out and get a rental.
No.
They're one of the three worst teams in baseball. But just as obviously, they need to parlay their strength pitching to address their weakness, which is hitting.
Here's my only concern with this, though, Joe.
What concern? What concerns you?
What do they consider to be impactful? Do they think, in their minds, in their own definition of it, that Spencer Horwitz was an impactful bat that they were acquiring?
You don't get an impactful bat for Luis Ortiz. You get an impactful bat for Bubba Chandler.
You and I agree with that. But
the rest of baseball, the world agrees with that.
They should, but it's Ben Cherington's mind.
This was Luis Ortiz for Spencer Horwitz. So, yeah, you're right. I don't know what they think is impactful, but any human being who follows baseball knows that Ortiz for Horwitz was a low-impact trade. Although they may have gotten a starting first baseman out of it. I'm kind of liking him lately. But, no, you need a big, big bat. You need a big, big trade. And that's exactly what Greg said that Ben Cherington, he thinks Ben Cherington is angling for.
And I hope that
I
Greg
like
is
to
right.
hear that.
I do too. And I hope Greg is right. I worry whatever their
don't
definition
worry.
Of don't worry. They haven't proven that they can acquire a bat.
Well,
in 6 years.
What are you worrying about? I don't understand. The worry is what keeps you from making the move.
Because we think, no, I'm completely fine with making the move.
He
and
clearly,
making it happen.
He clearly did not mean a Horwitz for Ortiz move. Let me hear the first part of the quote again.
All right, this is what Greg Brown had to say with Malzy.
I get the sense Ben Cherington is looking to do something big. Talking to him on Sunday on that radio show, he discounted the idea. I mentioned, you know, maybe nothing just needs a tweak. And he didn't really want to use that word. And he also talked about not trying to trade for a rental. So I think something's brewing. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think he's going to pull a trigger on something.
Something big. And nobody thinks that Ortiz for Horwitz is a big, big move.
No,
this
but
this would have to be bigger.
It was their biggest move of the offseason for a team that had
that's
ball
not what, that's
skates.
Not what he means though. There, now, I don't
not.
Know what they mean, but that's not what he meant. So they need a hitter who's under control for some years, and they need to give up prime pitching. Period. That's to me, that's the only definition here of what a big trade would be. So you were asking for names yesterday. I don't have names of the top 10 prospects in at AAA limits. I don't happen to have that handy. I would have traded Chandler for Roman Anthony.
I would have done that.
The guy that the Red Sox came up with. There's some other names out there. I don't know if these qualify as big bats. One is Ryan McMahon. We know him, right?
Oh, yeah. Colorado.
Third baseman for the Rockies. He's 30 years old. After a sluggish start, he has 7 homers, 16 ribbies, and an .855 OPS in 37 games since May 7th. So he makes $16 million each of the next 2 seasons. His numbers haven't been like overwhelmingly great, but my God, compared to Key Brian Hayes, this dude, and of course he does play in Colorado too. He's hit 23-20, 23-20, and he's got 12 home runs this year. His OPSs are usually up in the mid-700s. Does he entice you at all?
A little bit.
I don't think I'd give up a Bubba Chandler for him.
No, I would not. And he was actually a more popular trade candidate last year than he was this year because, I mean, last season. And again, you have to also factor in what is it like hitting in Colorado. Last year, he hit 20 home runs and 65 RBIs. He's hit 20 home runs over the last four seasons, and he's on pace to do it again this year.
I know. He's not quite the guy that I'm thinking of, though. He's 30, and the bat's not big enough. You know what I mean, limits? Now, last year, Brent Rooker was said to be available. That's a guy that I urge the Pirates to try to get last year. We don't know just how available he was. He was sort of a late bloomer, and people thought that the A's were in a position, and maybe they still are, where they're not winning anyway.
Yeah, but they're not going to trade him. They just signed him to a five-year, $60 million extension in the offseason. So I would imagine he's not going anywhere.
But what do you mean? Well, why does him sign an extension mean he won't be traded?
Well, it's pretty obvious that the A's don't have much interest in dealing him if they're signing him to an extension.
Well,
right?
It's a very affordable extension for a good hitter, so I would say he's just as tradable now as he was before that.
But if the A's are building something, or at least in their own minds that they think they're building something, and they want to be able to attract people to their minor league ballpark in Sacramento right now, I don't really know if trading Brent Rooker is the way to do it.
I don't either. What I do know is he has 69, 79, 85 home runs since the beginning of 2023, and he's 30 years old, which is why people thought the A's might part with him in the first place and get some really good stuff back. I mean, if you're the A's and you're not winning anyway, wouldn't you want to have a Bubba Chandler?
And he's played
in your arsenal?
I think so. And Rooker's a guy that plays every game. He's played every game this year. He was on the field for 145 last year.
He can't play a position, really, but he sure can hit. That's the guy. Or the type of guy. Here's the type of guy I want. Somebody like that has to be controllable for multiple years and has a high-impact bat. 85 home runs over the last 2.5 seasons is a high-impact bat. It's either that or a triple-A stud who's knocking on the door and ready to come to the majors. That's how I would profile the two types of players the Pirates need. You?
Yeah, I would at least want to see some major league experience from them to be able to know how well they're able to adapt.
But you were ready to do it for Roman Anthony.
Well, Roman Anthony is also the number one prospect in all of baseball.
How about the number five prospect in all of baseball? Would you do it for him?
I would strongly consider it, yeah.
The number eight prospect?
I would want to know who he is, but...
Would that make a difference if I told you his name was Bliff Ponenbod?
Maybe.
Yeah?
If his name was Bliff Ponenbod, I think I would strongly
What do you mean you'd
want to
know who he is? We don't know who any of these guys are.
Well, hypothetically.
What if his name was, Clark Binnenbick?
What about Max Clark, the outfielder for Detroit that's 20 years old?
Steppy Moonenheimer. I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me, limits, what their names are, their profiles.
What if Marcelo Meyer became available?
What if it was Cleggy Geezerbotter?
What if it was the only Nolan? Would you take the only Nolan?
What if it was Finker Bink Bockernocker? I don't know. It could be anybody, limits. I don't care about their names. I didn't know Roman Anthony until his name came up in that Red Sox story, right?
Yeah. The point of what I'm just making it out to be is that unless they are one of those...
Could be Hawk Gorfin.
Blue chip top 10 prospects. Because remember, at one point, Gregory Polanco was a top 20 prospect.
Could be Neb Bleaky Weeky. I don't care who it is.
So I do want to see a little bit of sustained success knowing how big the disparity is between AAA and the majors, and Zangrilli even told us this.
No, it's a pretty big disparity for pitchers, too.
It is, but not nearly as much as it is.
I don't know. I'd have to see proof of that. Plus, you're taking on huge risk by taking in a power arm. Would you trade Bubba Chandler for Brent Rooker right now?
Yes.
So would I.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Would you
especially because of the contract, too.
Right? I mean, these are just examples.
Yeah, hypotheticals.
There are deals out there to be made. Rafael Devers just got traded. I think he's a top 10 hitter in the major leagues. Do you?
He is, and he's a power player at a premier position. Where I mean, maybe you ultimately would move him to first. That would be fine by me.
I don't care where they play.
Production?
This offseason, there needs to be a de-emphasis on positions and an emphasis on bats. Throw everybody's glove in a bonfire and burn it all and get a lineup. I don't care where they play. I told you my nephew is an obsessed Orioles fan.
Yes.
I said, who could they trade for from Baltimore's system? He said Colton Hauser. He's controllable. He's got pretty good power. Last year limits, he had 24 home runs with a .447 slug. This year he has struggled mightily, but still at a .755 OPS. He's better than half the guys they have. You interested in him?
I would be interested in him.
25 years old?
He's been a good player.
Fifth overall pick in 21. Would you be interested in him?
I feel like they might even be able to do that in the Mitch Keller trade. Because you're talking about a pitcher that still is somewhat controllable.
And the Orioles.
For a young bat.
Yes.
And they don't have pitching.
They're still ready to win. They've been mangled by injuries this year.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that they stink. Although they've been playing a lot. They're only 6 games out of a wild card. The Orioles are going to come back strong next year with a really good lineup. But they have a surplus of hitters. They are a perfect partner for the Pirates.
Oh, and Gunnar Henderson, who could have won the MVP last year, only 8 home runs and 30 RBIs. He hit
was
over 30 last year.
Yeah, they're all hurt.
They're
their
all
whole team.
Up and...
Adley Rutschman is now hurt. He's on my home run fantasy team. We drafted the team on the second day of the season. He hit 2 home runs on opening day. So I asked the boss of the home run draft, do we get credit for home runs already hit on opening day? He said yes. So I took Adley Rutschman and his 2 home runs, and he's only hit 6 since, and now he's hurt.
Hmm.
He stinks.
What would you get in a Jackson Holliday trade? Do you think you could deal Bubba Chandler for Jackson Holliday?
I don't know.
Number one prospect, they probably want to keep their guy. But
yeah, I don't think he's movable. No. But everybody is. It's the old, is your house for sale? No. I'll give you $2 million. Oh, my house is for sale. So, yeah, you make offers like that around the league. And let's hope Greg Brown is right.
I hope so. And, I mean, if he's getting that indication from Charrington, I don't know if there's any other conversations that him and Ben have had throughout the year that maybe has led him to this indication. But I hope that Greg is right and that they're getting a significant bet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.